We're going to do another quick installment on working with Lightroom today. This is working with collections rather than the developing presets. We're going to take a quick look at how to work with these things. There are several different ways that you can go about working with collections. You can see over here in the lower left-hand area here, the word collections. We have minus and plus sign here. If you click on the plus sign, you get the create collections, create a smart collection. Create collection sets. You can sort by name and sort by kind here. Right now we're going to be taking a look at collection sets that I've already established here. I have EJ file tracking, and inside of EJ file tracking you can see that I have collections based upon abstract, my wife's Angie's camera, some black and white, several others here as we go down the list. That's quite a few. So we're going to collapse that again. Now, we just had some questions on a LinkedIn group here about how to make collections and move things around. Well, I've been making collection sets for quite a while, so I thought, well, maybe I better get in here and take a look at what I have. So I've set up a new one for tracking galleries and gallery images, and that's not galleries that are out there in the real world. Those are the galleries that I have on my website. So I'm going to go ahead and move some of these galleries into the tracking gallery and gallery images. Simply go ahead and find one you want to work with. Click on that, left click, and drag it right up into the gallery set. And release that, and it will go ahead and move right up there. Sometimes you have to go back and make your game plan based upon what you've been doing, not so much what you set out to do. So this is a way to get that done. Okay, let's say that we wanted to go ahead and export these settings from this smart collection that we have so that I can use it in another catalog. This particular one is Scenic Smart Collection. And if you right-click on that, you'll see that I can go ahead and export this collection as a catalog if I wanted to take that whole catalog or start a new catalog. I can just go ahead and export the smart collection settings, or I can import a smart collection settings. What you can't do is to, you see on the little folder here, you see this little wheel here, that's for the smart collection. The non-smart collection catalogs, the collections, if you right-click on that, you can export that as that collection as a catalog, but there is no option to export a non-smart collection as a collection set of ideas that you can put out there. So if you want to take collections from one catalog to another, you're going to need to set that up first as a smart collection. Now, if you have a catalog or a collection already set up, you'll need to make a new collection set, which is a smart collection, rather than just make a collection. Smart collections are really good because they'll keep on adding to what you have if you keep on adding keywords. Now, the way that these can be created is by camera type, lens that you shot with, keywording that you've put in there, all of those kinds of issues. So let's go up to a shoot. We'll pull up some images. And when we have these here, we'll go up and do a sort here. Let's say that we have metadata. And in the metadata, you'll see that it populates with the date, with the camera, with the lenses that I used, and any labeling that was going on in that shoot. So if I was going to make a collection that reflected this particular shoot, let's say that I wanted to see everything that was shot in January, it could be January, or you could say that it was shot with this particular lens. I'm going to go down to Collections, Create a Smart Collection, and underneath here we have Smart Collection what? Trying to decide that we're looking at. Let's just say we're going to do the 35-105 lens. And I'm going to put that into EJ's file tracking. And I'm going to say any. I'm going to say over here we have lens. Is, and with this information right up here, 35.0-105.0 space MMF / 3.5-4.5 create. Now this is showing all of the shots that I've taken with the 35-105 lens that I have. It may not be what we're looking for because we may have portraits that we weren't counting on, landscapes we weren't counting on, or I can go ahead and maybe now use some feature within Lightroom 3 which has to do with setting up a lens profile for distortion. And I would want to be able to see what specifics of that lens that I was using and bring that back into a more usable, better, however you want to look at what you're doing with your lens profiling there. You can go and edit that. Edit my smart collection. Okay, I'm going to edit that smart collection. I'm going to add a new feature to that and say, included in this, I want to have a keyword that contains portrait, because that's all I'm really after in this particular one. I'm going to go back up here. All right. Now it's changed that from just the lens to portraits. However, you see that we've got 4,444. A few more in here, and I know that some of these weren't shot with that lens. So one of my qualifying statements was a little bit off there. We're going to go back and edit that smart collection. I'm going to change that from any to all, and that way it has to be both the lens and a portrait, and we'll hit save. And that drops that down to 170. Quite a difference. Let's say that's a very useful smart collection that you've now got. You're going to right click on that, Export Smart Collection Settings. And this is in Windows 7. You may want to find a folder, create a folder for your Lightroom export presets, Photoshop presets, Adobe presets, however it is you're thinking about this program being used. I keep a lot of the data in here. For other things, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it in there for right now. And there you have it. You have saved a smart collection, saved a smart collection, and exported that smart collection setting so that you can import those smart collection settings into another catalog. In which case, if you wanted to import that, you would be going over here to the plus sign, Smart Collections, Drop down there. Right click. Import Smart Collection Settings. There you have it. Click on that. And you have another one down here. Now what I could do is I have this on here now by two different names. This one, under EJ's File Tracking, as well as underneath this Smart Collection. Now currently they have the same values to them, so I may want to go ahead and change that value by right-clicking on it and edit that Smart Collection. And add some other aspect to it, like I'm only interested in it if it also includes a rating greater than 4, and see what happens. Drop that down to quite a few. Now I'm going to go ahead and rename this too. Edit Smart Collection, Portraits. Four star. Shows up over here. There you go. A little management of your collections. Now you can move these around, set them out. What you can't do is output a whole smart collection setting group. In other words, you have to do one gallery at one preset at a time, and then you can bring them in and move them around to where you need them to be.